and Coach Ross of Marceline, correct? Am I right?
Yes, that is.
Okay. I didn't have you turned up there. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Big win for you tonight, 55-16 over Schuyler County. Congratulations. Let's talk about that ball game. You have to be very happy with it.
Yeah, thanks. We're very pleased with how the boys played tonight. They started fast and kind of kept things going. So it was really nice to see the offense put points on the board and the defense played well. It was just an overall really, really good team effort.
Kind of walk us through the ball game. A lot of points put up for you and very little put up for them. Talk about how things went. Kind of walk us through it quarter by quarter.
Yeah. We started pretty quick and we were able to put 26 points on the board in the first quarter. They responded well and made some adjustments defensively. We were only able to get in the end zone one time there right before half. And then we started the third quarter pretty quick. The defense just kept battling all night through all those quarters. We made some adjustments and the boys responded really well. Things just went well for the boys tonight. So we're very happy.
Individually, talk about your team tonight.
Yeah, it's more of the same, when it comes to the bright spots, stat-wise. This is the second week in a row that Clayton Sallows went over 200 yards receiving and carrying the ball. He had 5 catches tonight, 114 yards and 2 touchdowns, and then he had 3 carries for 106 yards and 2 touchdowns. So that's 2 weeks in a row where he's gone over that 200 yards total with 4 touchdowns on 8 touches. So we definitely want to keep getting the ball in his hands. He's pretty electric and does some good things for us. Cohen Bruner was very, very good in the backfield tonight with 9 carries for 111 yards. Guys like Nick Kane and Chase Bills doing all they can to contribute, and they had nice nights as well. So give all the credit in the world to the guys up front for blocking and getting things done up front.
And you must have had some very good defensive play as well.
Yeah, there's nobody that really jumps off the stat sheet as an incredible night. There's a lot of tackles by a lot of different guys, and the guys just play the tails off. Colby Sims is definitely our anchor in the middle there, and our senior defensive lineman and Seth Cup and Nathan Sarah have good nights up front, and it is a great team effort.
Week number 6, talk about your thoughts on the season so far. Are you pleased the way things are going or progressing anyway?
Yeah, I think a lot of things are really starting to click. The defense has been playing well for quite a few weeks now. And offensively, we're figuring out how to score early and often. And that just makes all the difference in the world there. And build the early lead and keep them out of the end zone. So things seem to be clicking a little bit for the boys. We just got to keep finding ways to get better each week and come out and play like we have been.
3 games left in the season. Who's up next for you?
Yeah, next we're on the road, heading to Salisbury. So tough schedule ahead of us, and we don't want to sleep on anybody in the conference. The conference is very deep this year, so we're focused on Salisbury and what they do. I haven't seen any film on them yet, but. Like I said, they've got some weapons that, we've been hearing about, guys that we need to focus in on stopping, so that's what we'll do this week.
Coach Ross, thank you so very much. Congratulations on a big win tonight. Look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, thank you.